Node 5, 5, 6, 7, 2. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0.
KI7 QMD Mobile. This is KI7 QMD Mobile.
Node 5, 5, 6, 7, 2. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0.
KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 26. KI7 QMD Mobile monitoring 26 link system.
Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Good morning. The time is 8 o'clock a.m. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 5, 6, 7, 2. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 5, 6, 7, 2. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5. 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 5 6 7 2 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 6 8 4 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 6 7 7 5 1 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 5 6 7 2 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 6 8 4 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0.
WAVPC. KCAQVXK, do I ask? Mobile.
WAVPC.
STW Mobile. KA8OFC. KA8OFC. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey. Name here is Shannon.
Yeah, okay, Shannon. Name here is Ken. Kilo Echo November, call us KA8OFC, Oscar Fox Charlie, and we're located right now in my ham shack north of Boyne City. Go ahead.
Alrighty. Well, northbound, heading into Sheboygan, going to hit Tractor Supply for dog food and Wally Mart for food. It's 30 degrees here, and there's plenty of ice fishermen out on the lake, just rounding the curves at the north end of Mullet Lake.
Okay, well, you're full gliding into the repeater now. I'm curious, because I haven't been on 2-meter much at all lately. Now, a lot of things have changed since the ice storm. Where is this repeater located?
Well, I'm getting in on the 7-4.
Hackleberg Road on the east side of Mullet Lake, south end of the lake on the east side of it. It's about 2 miles or so east of the lake. And it's lost half of its receive antenna, but transmits there. And it's linked to all these other repeaters. Is it part of the statewide link? At times it could be, but right now I think it's just like 7 repeaters in the northern lower.
Okay, well, I'm on the 7-4 right now. And am I hitting the repeater there by Black Lake or Mullet Lake full quieting?
Yeah. And it's not Black Lake, it's Mullet Lake. I guess you could say it'd be south of Black Lake. South of Black Lake and east of Mullet Lake.
Yeah, I've got my my buddy stopped by. He's studying to get his technician license, and he's procrastinating, and I told him just take the dang test and get it over with. So he's on his phone looking to see how far that is. But that is a pretty good jaunt from here. I've got a 16 or 18 foot vertical on a tower. So and this is a 50 watt rig. Actually, this rig puts out 65 watts.
All right, well, you sound real good. In fact, a lot better than most of the operators on here. I don't know what it is, but so many of these people up here just can't seem to set their audio levels right. Or they talk arm's length from their microphone or something. It's really difficult being in a mobile and got some noises. And I drive a panel van, so it's a little more noisier than a car. We're just coming up onto, 33 and 27 Junction. And we were going to go up in the UP today to visit the in-law, mother-in-law, but bridge is closed due to falling ice.
K-8-0-F-C, yeah, I'll tell you what, I heard about that this morning. Apparently it's still closed. Okay, well, you know, the talk of the town is the next, tonight and tomorrow, and then followed by Sunday and Monday. I guess there's two systems coming through. The second sounds like it's going to be a real humdinger. At least that's what they're saying, and we just want to make sure that we stay in the snow zone, because there's a possibility of some severe ice as well south of us. So right now, as it is, looks like Petoskey, north and south of that, kind of that area is in the bullseye for that system on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, the last thing we want is another ice again. We live in Papinabe, and we were in the center of the worst of it. 4 weeks without power. 5 weeks for cable. I went through well over 250 the gas in the generator. I'd run it all day and then turn it off at night when we went to bed. And we did fine. It's a 10K, so I was able to run my well pump and everything. And we had plenty of food, so we just hunkered down and waited it out. We were very blessed that every big tree that fell landed at least a few inches away from anything it could have damaged. The worst I got was it pulled my power line off the house, which I took care of all that, and was ready when they came back to hook it back up. I'm a retired commercial electrician, among other things.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we had kind of the same scenario here. I don't think I went through, it was around $300 worth of gas or something like that. Crazy. But, yeah. I spent several years working for Wolverine Power. I was a technician there for a long time. But, not anymore. But anyway, right now I'm gonna let you go. I heard you in there. I thought I'd give you a call. I'm going to get outside and take care of a few things there. Shannon, go ahead.
All right, Ken, good talking to you. We're just coming into so for me to jump off here, pay attention to bad drivers. Hi. Have a great day and stay safe out there. Watch out for the slippery ice. Okay, that's PW.
Node 55672 connected to node 583410. Node 56840 connected to node 583410. Node 56775 connected to node 583410.
Kilo Echo 8 Golf Bravo Foxtrot listening. 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 Kilo Echo 8 Golf Bravo Foxtrot listening.
NA DMH from NA8APX. NADMH. Hey Brad, I got a little all-star node just came in the mail today. Got it configured, that way I can take it on the road with me. Sounding all right?
Yeah, I think it sounds good. I know you can, I don't remember what node number is, but it'll tell you if your audio is low or high, or just like, don't remember what node that is. But yeah, but yeah, there is a such a, an Equifax that you can go to.
I don't know what the deal was with that. For some reason, my node dropped the audio. Kept the carrier, but not the audio. And I turned up the handheld here, and you could still hear you talking on the repeater.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of weird. Huh. I thought, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely the master of your all-star stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out what's going on there. I wonder if it's a phone squelch issue.
Yeah, that could be. I know on my repeater I have to have the phone squelch off on the receive, but I've got to have it on the handset. If you put one for the receive, then the radio won't receive it. I don't know. I thought that was kind of strange on this thing too, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to make a change on that real quick. Stand by one. Any day, PX. Alright. We'll see if I can hear you now. I'm going to drop it out.
Alright, sounds good, yeah. Well, hopefully you're in that fixture issue. I know it's got two on my repeater.
Yep, that seemed to do the trick. This is a, what is it, a Shari? It works, but I'm sure it's got some quirks to it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that was a question I was going to have for Greg to answer, but figured out. So I just haven't got around to it. And he's been busy and I've been busy, so yeah. That's what happened. But it's really not too big of a deal.
Well, I've had this for I don't know, I've been setting it up probably the last 2 hours. It took about 2 hours to get set up, but that was from scratch. I've never set up an all-star node before. So, fiddling around, you know, oh, wait, I forgot to do that kind of thing. Not too bad. So, pretty straightforward, and it seems to work good.
Yeah. So, yeah, you sound good into it. So. Yeah, same here. I've never done it before, and very help. So after I see him, how he had it all configured, because he went right from scratch with installing everything and setting it all up, and then I did it. Did a lot to it, so. That's why I was for the Pi, and the Pi quit, so I went to the AltScan guy. So, I mean, I could configure it just fine, for the most part, but installing the hardware and configuring
I think I got most of that. Your audio is kind of low. I think I got most of it. Well, this isn't too bad. For a little simplex note to take with you. I mean, at least I didn't have to solder no pins on a radio or anything. I just carry the Pi around with me and it's good to go. But the software side of it, it actually isn't too bad. I didn't have Drake to help me. He's tied up with stuff, so I used my good old AI, and it walked me right through it, no problems. Now that I've done it once, it's actually not bad at all.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. But anywho, I'm going to let you go because I'm at work, so
Sounds good. appreciate you coming back to me and making sure this thing's working. We'll catch you later on. KEJW, N8APX, 73. APX Tuscan.
And a 9KOB mobile.